Tell you something there. It was the day after Christmas in a church in San Francisco. Pastor Mike was looking at the nativity scene outside when he noticed that the baby Jesus was missing from the figures. Immediately, Pastor Mike turned towards the church to call the police. But he was about to do so and he saw little Jimmy with a red wagon, and in the wagon was the figure of the little infant Jesus. Pastor Mike walked up to Jimmy and said, "Well, Jimmy, where did you get this little infant? Jimmy replied, "I got him from the church." "And why did you take him?" With a sheepish smile, Jimmy said, "Well, about a week before Christmas, I prayed to the Lord, and I told him that if he would bring me a red wagon for Christmas, I would give him a ride in it. So I took him around the block." But Christmas is an amazing time. It's a time where people come together, and especially it's a time of giving. I just want to share with you briefly about some gifts that were exchanged in the first Christmas. We're going to find out what God gave for Christmas. Christmas means giving. Everybody say giving. The prophet Isaiah said it best in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 7. He said, "Unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulders. His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The increase of his government and peace, there will be no end." Isn't that awesome? There's not going to be an end to his government and to his peace. His ever-expanding peaceful government will never end. He will rule forever with judgment and justice. And the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Or God's almighty will guarantees this. But isn't it strange that God would give us a son? Why would he give us a son? He gave himself. He gave us a son so that his son can take away the sin of the world. I don't know of any other religion that a God would take the place of the people being punished, other than Christianity. Amen? But he came to take our place. He came to give us salvation. God gave us the greatest gift of all, his son, Jesus. Why is his gift so great? Because it's a gift that keeps on giving. It's a gift. One size truly fits all. It's a gift guaranteed for every person, never to fail, never to tarnish, never to wear out. God gave us his son. And in the Christmas story, the Bible tells us that Mary was told that she would become pregnant and she would have a son. And she was to name him Jesus. His very name means Savior. God gave us Jesus to save us. Why? We couldn't save ourselves. We needed a Savior. He will be called the Son of the Most High. See, all good gifts come from God. They come from on high. And he came down, and the Lord God, he was promised that he was going to get the throne of his father David. Why? Because he was a descendant of David, the righteous line. David represents the righteous line of how God brought the Savior to the earth. He needed a righteous line. He needed a group of people who will believe him and follow him and obey him and worship him and pray to him. And another prophet said, the virgin shall become pregnant and shall give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. Say, God is with me. He came to be with us. He came as one of us. He walked this very earth. You see, some people may say, you don't know what I'm going through. Yeah, there's one person that knows what everybody's going through. He went through it. His name is Jesus. He can relate. He was human, and he's also God. And then God told Zechariah that he was going to raise up a horn of salvation, a mighty, valiant helper, the author of salvation. For us in the house of David, his servant, as he promised by the mouth of his prophets. Did you know that God fulfills every one of his promises that he gives? There's not one word of God that will ever fail. God's word is powerful. If God's word ever failed, this earth would crumble immediately. But God's word can't fail. It's eternal. It's forever settled in heaven. And then God told the shepherds, he said, for unto us a child is born, unto us a Savior is given. He is Christ the Lord, the Messiah. This day, see, tonight we're celebrating. Amen? We're celebrating the birth of Jesus. He's not a baby anymore. He did his thing. He came. He lived a perfect life. He died a death, taking our sin upon him. He nailed it to the cross. But he was only dead for 3 days, because on the third day he rose again. Secondly, Christmas elevates giving over receiving. It's more blessed to give, isn't it? Now, some would disagree, because we all like receiving, don't we? But God said it's more blessed to give than to receive. You know, the people who wrap the presents ought to be more excited than the people who open the presents. Why? Because that's what giving does. Giving just does something inside a human person. God gave Joseph assurance of his divine plan, and he helped Joseph put Mary first. You know, Joseph and Mary were engaged. They were going to get married. And then all of a sudden, the plans got interrupted. Mary was found with a child. And Joseph was a little anxious over this. You know, none of you have ever been anxious, right? You've never had thoughts. And, you know, he was thinking about what he was going to do. And he was a just man. He was a righteous man. So he didn't want to make a public spectacle of Mary. He loved her. So he was thinking about putting her away privately. And while he was thinking about this, God spoke to him in a dream. And an angel appeared to him in his dream. And he said, Joseph, son of David, be not afraid to take Mary as your wife. He gave him assurance. He said, it's okay. This thing that's happening, it's of the Holy Ghost. You can proceed with your plans. And God gave him an opportunity. He said, you get to call him Jesus. He got to call him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So Joseph, he was reassured. His anxiety was settled. The thing that he was going to do, He didn't have to do anymore. How many know? Psalm 25, verses 9 and 10 says this. He guides the humble in what's right and teaches them his way. Did you know that God guides the humble? All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful to those who keep the demands of his covenant. See, Joseph was a covenant keeper. Joseph did what God said do. He put his own actions aside, and he did what was best for God and what was best for Mary. Psalm 94, verse 19 says, when anxiety was great within me, your consolation brought joy to my soul. When you get anxious, you have someone that can cure your anxiety. His name is Jesus. Okay? And then Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, he will keep you in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on him. See, if you want to keep your peace, you got to keep your mind on him. Take your mind off the problem, put it on Jesus. You know, Jesus has a much better perspective than we do. He knows the end before the beginning. Amen? So God gave Joseph assurance of his plan. Number three, the giving, you know, we have a Christmas tree. How many has a Christmas tree? Amen? Well, you know, God had a tree, but his gift wasn't under the tree, it was on the tree. The cross is the giving tree. And what does it do? It gives life to everyone, notice this now, who believes. See, God will give you life, but you got to believe to get the life. You got to believe in Jesus, all right? It was told that Mary would bear a son. You will call his name Jesus, which is a Greek form of Joshua, which means Savior. He will save his people from their sins. God gave us a way to save us from our sins, to cleanse us, to make us right with God, to reconnect us with the Father. That's what it's all about. That's what Christmas is all about. Psalm 130, verse 7 and 8 says, O Israel, put your hope in the Lord. Put your hope in Him. And when you put your hope in Him, be all in. All right? Don't hold back your hope. For His love is unfailing, and with Him is full redemption. Oh, that's good news. He himself will redeem Israel from their sins. In other words, he'll clean you up. He'll make it look like you never even sinned at all. If you have a bad past, take a bath in the blood of Jesus and he'll wipe it all away. Right? Isaiah 12:2 says, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. See, you've got to make a decision to trust in God and not be afraid. The Lord is my strength. I will sing. He is my song. He has become my salvation. How does the Lord become your salvation? You accept Him as Lord. You must invite Him into your heart. You must surrender to His will. That means we've got to give up our own will sometimes. You know, the Bible says salvation is found in no other name. Think of any famous name that you can think of. Think of any other name of religion. It's not found in any other name. There's only one name, Jesus. That's what Christmas is all about. Acts 5:31 and 32 tells us God exalted him to his own right hand as Prince and Savior. That he might give repentance and forgiveness of sins to Israel. God gives you a chance to start over. God gives you a redo. If you golf, he gives you a mulligan. Right? A mulligan is you hit the ball and you didn't like where it went. And instead of wrapping your club around the tree, you do a do-over. Amen? God will save you the stress of wrapping the club around the tree. He'll let you do a do-over. Only through Jesus, though. Right? Did you know that God was pleased to have all the fullness dwell in him and through him to reconcile himself in all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross, the giving tree. God made peace. You don't owe a debt anymore. Your debt has been paid in full by Jesus. He took our punishment. He took our pain. And by his stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah. Did you know the Bible says a few things about a tree? Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, because cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, the giving tree. That the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, that we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit. He bore a curse so that we could be blessed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, "Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree." He bore our sins in his own body on the tree, the giving tree. "That we, having died to sin, might live to righteousness." Listen, just accepting Jesus, that's just the beginning. Then you got to live for him. Then you got to walk with him. See, it's easy to talk about it, but it's not as easy to walk it. Everybody has to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. All right? And then Acts tells us, when they had fulfilled all that was written concerning him, everything that Jesus did was wrote about and spoken about before he did it. I mean, it is astronomical, the prophecies that he fulfilled. The probability of just fulfilling one of those is astronomical, but he fulfilled several. They took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb, but God raised him from the dead. The giving tree, the gift that keeps on giving. Fourthly, did you know that giving brings joy? We sang about joy. How many got the joy? I mean, You're not just singing about it, but you really got, I got the joy. Where is it? It's down in my soul. And it comes out frequently. See, if you got the joy, it ought to be coming out frequently. Amen? The Magi, you know, they did not come to the manger scene. They came to a house because it took them a little bit longer to get there, right? But here, when they saw the star that was over the house, here's what the Bible says. They rejoiced with exceeding joy. Did you know that you can exceed the limit of joy? There is a joy where you can exceed in. And when you get connected to Jesus, he gives you exceeding joy. I like the Living Bible. It says, their joy knew no bounds. Woo! I like that joy. See, the devil would like to see you depressed upon the holidays, but God wants you full of joy. And guess what? It's your choice. You get to choose. If you want to be depressed, go ahead, but it's no fun being depressed. I'd rather be full of joy. All right? Another translation says, when they saw the star, they were thrilled with ecstatic joy. You know, the Bible doesn't use words lightly. When it uses words, and did you know something? The Magi were not known by their names, but by their gifts. Why? Giving brings joy. The Bible didn't list their names. Now, there are scholars that say it might have been these guys, but we don't really know. They weren't known by their names. They were known by their gifts. And they came a great distance just to give Jesus worship, just to give him an offering. Amen? They're known for their giving. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Who are these guys? I'm gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Right? That's all we know about them. They came to give gifts to their king. The angel told the shepherds, I bring you good news of great joy for all. God's got enough joy to go around for everybody. Everybody say, good news of great joy. You got to say it with a big smile on your face. Great joy. You know, if Jerry Lee Lewis were here, he'd say, goodness gracious, great God of joy. Da-da-da, you know, play the piano. When Elizabeth had a visit from Mary and she heard her greeting, the baby inside of Elizabeth leaped for joy. So many people were touched with joy in the Christmas story. The shepherds, after they heard this message from the angels, they went away not sad, not sorrowful. They went away glorifying and praising God. That sounds like they were excited to me. They were like, woo-hoo-hoo! I don't know if they did that, but that's how I express joy. Isaiah 49 says this. You who bring good tidings to Zion, go up on a high mountain. You who bring good tidings to Jerusalem, lift up your voice with a shout. Lift it up and do not be afraid. Say to the towns of Judea, here is your God. You know what? Those who know their God have nothing to be ashamed about. Psalm 89:15 says, blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. Do you know the joyful sound? What is it? Jesus is here. Jesus has come. See, when you walk into a room and you know Jesus, you just brought him with you. When you came here tonight, you brought Jesus with you. And the more people who bring Jesus with them, the more joy we have. See, when God gives joy, he likes it to overflow. So God gave good tidings and great joy to all. Everybody say good news. You know, I'm sick and tired of bad news. I love good news. Everything about Jesus is good news. It brings great joy. The Bible says, in your name they rejoice all day long. See, when you have Jesus as your joy, your joy doesn't come from your circumstances. It comes from him. So if you're having a bad day, it can change just like that. So Jesus gave salvation to the world. God gave us a son. His name is Jesus. He came to save. He's a savior. That's what he does. He gave Jesus his name. He gave Zechariah and Elizabeth a son. Remember the angel said, I heard your prayers, Zechariah. They've been answered. God gave them a son for Christmas named John. Mary, she gave her entire being. Be it according to me. Be it unto me according as your word has said. She gave her all. The wise men gave gifts. He gave the shepherds a free concert. The angels joined in, and the shepherds got a free concert, a free outdoor concert. The best singers you have ever heard. Glory to God in the highest, and peace and goodwill to men on earth. Hallelujah. Joseph gave God his trust and loyalty. He trusted God to work out his plan. How many of you will trust God when God says, look, what you're about to do, you don't need to do, do this. Do it differently. How many of you would trust God like Joseph did? So tonight, I want you to receive the greatest gift. See, two things can be done with a gift. It can be given, it can be received. Or you can reject it. But tonight, I want you to make room in your heart for Jesus. Don't let your heart be cold. And when he knocks on the door of your heart, don't tell him that there's no room at the inn. Make room for Jesus in your life. Make room for Jesus in your heart. Make room for Jesus in your family. Make room for Jesus in your life. Stop doing what you think is right and start doing what he says is right. Tonight is about receiving the gift of Jesus Christ, the greatest gift of all, given to us because God loved us. For God so loved the world. Are we in the world? Then that means God loves us. Say, God loves me and gave me his son. And if I put my trust in him, I will not perish. But if you don't trust him, you're perishing already. I want to say a prayer for you, okay? Would you pray with me tonight? Say, dear Heavenly Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. And I want to receive the gift that you've given to me. I value this gift. I love your gift. I receive your son into my heart, into my life. I surrender and I call upon Jesus as my Lord and my Savior. Lead me. Guide me. Direct me. I give permission to you. Show me the way in which I should go. Teach me your will. In Jesus' name. Amen. And if that's the first time you've ever made a decision like that, I would certainly love to hear your testimony. I would love to hear from you. And, I want you to have a great and wonderful Christmas, a Merry Christmas. We're going to finish here in just a moment. And, if you don't have a home church, we got room. And you're welcome here. Amen? But if you have a home church, that's wonderful. Different churches are like fishing buddies. We're just fishing in different ponds, right? So we're going to get ready to close out this night. We're so grateful that you came out tonight. And it's nice to see such a full place on a Wednesday.
Amen.
I love it.
We're here every Wednesday.
Yeah. We have Wednesday night refreshing, usually from 7 to 8-ish.
So here's what we do.